This, I believe, was the best year so far. The attendance is up by about 300 people. I think they're approaching something like 1,400 who actually registered. And there's a real strong presence in federal agencies, you know, across the board, from the intelligence community to some of the smaller agencies. And the government obviously is interested in this program and, you know, making life easier internally. The 800-pound elephant in the room here has been, with all of the other issues, has been pay for performance. And this National Security Personnel System, the Defense Department, and a wide variety of opinions on it. I think a lot of people, particularly federal unions, figured that if the Democrats won control of Congress and or the White House, that this pay-for-performance system that was implemented largely by the Bush administration, I think they thought it would go away. But it turns out the administration says they want to keep the idea of pay-for-performance and ways to judge it and gauge it so that people, the best people, get the most money. So they want to keep the system, but they don't like the way it was run during the Bush years. They've made that clear.
So that's the big thing that everybody is talking about at this conference.
It's funny, Amy. It's the conference, is, of course, is about dispute resolution, minimizing things, conflict resolution. But all of these people here, whatever their federal job, whatever their responsibilities, many of them are either under a pay-for-performance system or they are heading toward one. And so it's the kind of thing we all do. We look at our work, we look at our missions, and we look at our goal, but we also look at our personal work careers and how our salaries are going to be affected and whatnot. So it's been a very interesting session.
Anything strike you?
Well, one of the basic problems with pay-for-performance is funding it, because if you have the same amount of money, if you have a system where you have the same amount of money each year to pay salaries and expenses, and you have, a 2%, 3% pay raise, well, everybody gets 2% or 3%. In theory, under this, the best people would get more, and the mediocre people would get slightly less than the norm, and the poor performers would get only a very basic increase, and then they're sort of put on notice that they might be going out the door if they're not doing it. But the devil's in the details. In this case, it's money. And a lot of people have found that in agencies where they can raise money through user fees, say a place like the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or the Comptroller of the Currency, some of these agencies that you know, get a lot of their funding, or in some cases all of their funding, from the fees, the clients they work with, there's more money to work with. And things like pay-for-performance systems seem to work better, and that is that people seem to, many of them say they're doing better under pay-for-performance than they would have under a straight GS raise every year. But for the average federal agency, that's not the case. The money comes from Congress. They don't get money from user fees. They don't get extra income. So finding out how to cut up this pie in an equitable way is easier said than done.
How long does the conference go for?
It started. It really started Sunday, and it's going to end this afternoon. But a lot of people obviously are bailing out early, which happens at all of these things. But had a number of really interesting things. There was a session on subtle discrimination, and I think one of the classes mentioned that in some of the hiring and promotion practices now, you know, of course, it's illegal to ask so many questions. I think you know, age, marital status, that sort of thing. But someone said that in one of the agencies, they discovered that people were being asked what color their eyes were. And, you know, you could go all day with that one. But, you know, do they want blue-eyed people, brown-eyed people? The people who've raised the issue say it could be a discriminatory factor. And it's like saying, can you bench press 200 pounds? You know, that separates whatever the wheat is from whatever the chaff is.
One of the things that people are experiencing now is that issue of social networking, stuff like Facebook, you know, college kids coming out of school, maybe trying to enter the federal government, and their potential employer trying to get permission or access to their Facebook page. Anything about that come up, about whether an employer can ask, hey, do you mind if I see your Facebook page?
Well, there were some informal discussions about it, and some of the agencies, I think the intelligence community has its own sort of internet that's, of course, in theory only accessible to people in that community. But just the word on the street, if you will, the word here at the Marriott, is that people, if you want to have Facebook, that's fine, but be very careful what goes up on it, because it's not necessarily a problem now, but you know, down the road, this is obviously going to be something that people look at.